Yeah. Dang.
There's something to be said for traveling when other people aren't.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to work overnight from, was it 7 to 7? No, actually, it might have been the same shift. Five.
You
No,
know,
I think it was
actually,
seven
the
to
show
seven.
has started, so maybe I should press this
Oh
button.
my God.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Did spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as Zis Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from our U, our L, and our C. That's known as our undisclosed location, Central. And that is a lot of people in this party here, and I am one of them. But there are some more people out there. They're called the resistant fighters. The reason we call them resistant fighters is because they're going to resist and fight for their right to partake. And so that's what we're going to do. So let me introduce their crew. Coming at you standing in a big 6'4", maybe wearing a good 135, no, 197 pounds. He is the man known as Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
Dude, this has got, this is a record beginning right here. We have Gas Man on time and voice from a haunted house.
Really? Max Headroom. Really?
Oh, voice, is your power out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, snap. Okay. Well,
no, there's no way he couldn't be here if his power was out.
No, I've got a generator, and I unhooked my oxygen machine and hooked up my computer.
Oh, so you're going to die from no oxygen?
Yeah, well, let's talk about that real quick. But first of all, let me introduce the rest of the resistance fighters. Huh. This man here, he's standing about 5'10 and probably weighing 175 pounds. He is the one, the only. Gas man, how you sticking? You ain't unmute yourself.
You got to unmute yourself.
Thinking like a newborn baby awake from a nap, nice and refreshed.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. And this person here, she stands about 5'3", has long hair, and we'll call her Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like somebody who is still sheltering at someone else's house for the hurricane.
Oh, we're gonna do some hurricane talking, but before that, we have to let the guy who put the sounds in your eardrums, he's standing 5'5" a minute. He is PW. PW, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's at least 5'7", used to be 5'8".
Oh, okay.
And who is a true Rays fan now that they're in the playoffs.
There you go. Fight the power. Right. And last but not least, this guy here, I'm surprised he's here because he put in his vacation form right before the show, but now he's still here. He is in the dark, but he's fighting through the pain. The voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the whitest guy here, apparently, because I'm like a 5'2".
There you go.
I forgot to do your height. Yeah, standing at about 5'3½".
Oh, thanks, Spike.
Right. So voice, let's talk about this.
Wait a minute. You got him taller than me?
You was 5'3½", weren't you?
No, 5'7".
Yeah.
No,
I used
he
to
said
be 5'8".
He gave me 5'3½".
Oh. Right.
That's apparently not tall enough. More.
What? Now, apparently that's half an inch taller than I am.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course.
Who, your dad or?
I am actually 5'3". So,
5'3½".
You know, being, you know, the chromosomes. All right, so hold on, let's get back to voice. So, voice, you had hurricane damage?
Not really. No hurricane damage at all. A few, you know, the same thing everybody else got, a little
twisty things off the trees and maybe a couple of little fallen limbs. But I'm in an enclave of about 30 people that don't have electricity yet.
So that's what I'm thinking. So you actually out of power?
What did you do wrong?
Pay a light bill?
That's what I would like to know.
Yeah.
But supposedly, you may even see the electricity come back on because my Alice called and said, the electric company said, it's coming on at, and I'm not going to use a time or a date.
A time short from now.
Approximately 15 minutes from now.
Oh,
that's good. So how do you have internet? If you
have a generator.
He has a generator.
I have a beautiful inverter generator. I would recommend it to anybody. It's a Champion. I got it many, many months ago. And it only an inverter generator only uses the electricity. It speeds and slows down up and slows down the motor based upon the electrical demand. And for I can get like 9 hours for 2 gallons of gas.
So how many?
Wow. Just about anything I want.
How many units right now you have plugged into that generator?
You know, I live in an old house, right?
Yeah.
So it was very easy to just unplug one outlet and plug it into an extension cord, and it lit up, you know, like seven different things.
Wow.
Because they're all ganged into one, like kind of like Christmas Story. They're all ganged into one plug. So I got a lot of stuff plugged in by just running three extension cords.
Wow. Oh, okay.
I know you're going through a lot, voice, but this is the best you've ever looked.
I really do look good.
You do. You do.
Hey, really?
Do I look more Neanderthal than usual?
I got to say, I can stomach you.
Yeah. No, man. You should just show up with your face more often.
Now, technically, my apartment actually has power. It regained power yesterday. I just haven't left Chad's house.
We're having too much fun. Yeah. Good for you.
Let's talk about that. So, Billy, you had to evacuate?
No, I didn't have to evacuate, but the electric is above ground in my neighborhood, so I knew that I was going to lose power. And TJ happened to mention that theirs was below, and then he invited me to come over to ride out the storm with them, which is what I did. Yeah. So TJ and Chad.
Hurricane
keep
party.
Saying TJ, but I invited her.
That's true. It was Chad.
She just seems to only think about TJ these days.
Yeah.
How is TJ?
I only think about Ivan these days.
So, hold on a second. So, Gasman, did you have any hurricane damage or news?
I know. Honestly, I'm in AB. I'm right outside of Zone A. And we were supposed to evacuate, but when the storm shifted, it was about Wednesday morning, I decided to stay. And I was still going to leave till about 5 o'clock then when it really shifted. And then I saw on the news where the water went out of Bayshore.
Yeah.
Got pulled away from Tampa. I figured I'd be all right, so I stayed here. So I rode it out. The lights flickered like 2 or 3 times, and it never lost power.
Really?
In South Tampa. Wow. Can you believe that?
Courage. So I have a question. Did it actually drain out the bay?
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it did. Really? The Hillsborough River got down to a trickle, too.
Wow. Yeah.
Whoa. So all the water.
I know that.
All that water didn't come rushing back?
No.
It didn't, just back to the normal level.
I mean, it didn't come rushing back. It just came back.
No,
it
came back very slowly.
Gradually. Yeah. Very gradually.
You've seen too many movies.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, there are actually people walking. I don't know if you ever seen Bayshore where it was dry. People were walking out there on the other side. It was dry.
On the other side of the seawall.
Yes.
Yeah, on the other side of the seawall.
I got for G-Man, I got a question. Did you see the video of the two girls that got stuck in the mud and kind of in Tampa Bay?
That's what I was
saying. No,
okay. No, apparently, there were two girls in bikinis and little raincoats over them. Uh-huh. And one of them got stuck in the mud on Bayshore. And the cameraman somehow found them.
Oh, I got to go. I got to find them.
And her feet were stuck in the mud.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And her friend pulled her out. And then her friend went and retrieved her boot for her. But somehow the cameraman was able to find those two.
Might have been the bikini. So
yeah, I just got leaves and a few branches in the driveway. That was about it.
Two leaves and branches.
Yeah. So I'm guessing, Hanging Chad, you had nada, huh? Because you had Billy over there.
Well, no, the eye came right near us, like south of us, but it was like a one to a tropical storm by the time it got to us. I have a big chunk of my fence is gone.
And the street in front of his house was out of water.
Yeah.
I got a big chunk of my fence, and my street was a river when I woke up. Like, full on, like, into my driveway.
Whoa, where'd the water come from?
However, we did not lose power. Didn't drain fast enough.
Hold on, Billy, hold on. Where'd the water come from, Kat?
The sky.
Yeah.
So it rained that much to flood the streets?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where all the flood, there's lots of flooding in Orlando right now. Like, there's a this little lake called Lake Davis that is still up into the neighborhoods and stuff like that. And it's just because there's nowhere for, these were the retention ponds of the area, and so they filled up. So there's nowhere for the water
flooded
to go.
Like Orlando?
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Chad?
Tampa didn't get flooded like Orlando did?
No, it did not.
No,
they didn't get anywhere near as much rain.
When I was tracking it went from Fort Myers to our house that I was going south of our house. Yeah.
Yep.
And around 2 a.m., I mean, it was sideways pounding on the window rain.
Damn.
And the wind was nuts. So, yeah, we woke up and a big chunk of our fence was gone.
I was asleep.
Wow.
PW?
We got your leftovers.
Yeah. PW, did you have any hurricane resident?
Every once in a while, I could hear some wind. I'm serious. There was almost no rain, even.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you go outside and did it seem a little ominous?
It did seem ominous, but it never changed from ominous.
So, you know, like when you see the radar, you see where the eye is, and most of the rain is on like one side of the hurricane. We were on that one side of the hurricane. Yeah. So we got the majority of the rain where my parents really didn't get anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were north, but we were northeast, and we were getting lots and lots of rain.
I was actually embarrassed.
Yeah.
That
you got so little.
That it was just so nothing at my house. Yeah.
Yours was so little?
So little, yeah.
I was just thinking because I went out on the front porch, like in the middle of it, because I'm kind of that guy.
Oh, yeah, you that guy?
I'm that guy. So I'm looking this way, and I'm watching the wind run and all
the
palm
trees. You recorded? Did you go outside and record
it? I didn't record it. I have in the past, but I didn't this time. I just thought it was like that everywhere. Like, I thought we were all getting the same stuff.
According to the map, it looked like the state of Florida was all underwater, but. We got some wind and some water, but we did get some wind because my neighbor across the street, two houses over, a big tree fell over in his house, in his yard. It didn't hit his house though, but it fell out into the sort of in the streets. And I went over there yesterday with my electric chainsaw and helped him zip, 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 cut it up.
Did you guys hear any reports of tornadoes? I don't know anyone who said that they had a report of a tornado.
No,
not that I heard of.
Gasman, hold on a second. Gasman, aren't you close to the water?
Yeah,
South Tampa, yeah. I'm close to Bayshore. I'm like 2 miles from Bayshore.
And you got no flooding?
Nothing.
No, none at all.
Damn. But
even with the rain, I mean, it flooded in South Tampa, like with the spring thunderstorm, we got more water than we did for this hurricane.
Yeah, and Boyce, you got all you got was power down?
Yeah, but I think before we go on with the show, I think maybe we should say we were lucky. We were all lucky. The obligatory. We were lucky, and our hearts and prayers go out to those people in the Punta Gorda area.
Absolutely. Punta Gorda, Fort Myers, Sanibel Island. Yeah.
Because if it would have hit Tampa, that would have been us, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And like exactly one day before, it was heading right for us, according to
that. Yeah, we're going to take a direct hit from it.
Oh, for days and days.
Yeah.
For days and days, they were trying to point this straight at Tampa. And those guys down south, I mean, it moved from right to left for days and days, and they got caught. I mean,
red-handed.
Most of them evacuated. They were very wise.
Yeah. I don't know where Sanibel Island is, but I heard the people who didn't evacuate on Sanibel Island, the bridge was gone.
Yeah,
there's only one bridge out there. Yeah, they can't get off. Nobody can get. You only get in or off by boat.
But 99.9% of those guys all left, and they did the right thing.
Have any of you guys heard about any deaths related to this thing?
40.
44.
So we have to
40. Oh, 40, really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, like I say, the spike on the mic prayers. And
but that's all they know right now. That may change.
Right. But anyway, yeah. We're like Ed Voice said, we're lucky. And
we're lucky.
And we hope everybody gets a chance to get back to normal as soon as possible.
This is our funniest show ever.
Even our
this is our funniest show ever.
Even our voice of reason who's fighting through the pain in the dark. So.
Oh, no, I'm not fighting through the pain in the dark. It's bright outside. It's nice and cool out. Look at that. That's a split screen almost.
Yeah, it is.
It's bright outside and it's cool out. We haven't had.
Yeah. Oh, the weather has been beautiful since the storm passed.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like having a migraine. And then when it goes away.
Oh.
Oh gosh, the colors are bright. Everything's nice and clear and good.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, with that being said, that's our hurricane update report on all our resistance fighters. Make sure everybody's okay. And now we should do what we call topic changing music.
All right. Perhaps we're going to go on to a topic now, other than the depressing hurricane topic.
No, this is a good feel good story of the day. I like to call this story here. What is it called? Hold on a second. I lost it. Good to the last drop.
Good to the last drop.
Yes.
Maxwell House.
Right. There you go. According to the lead research analyst by the name of Pete Kelster, he is the lead analyst in the Baker Heart Diabetes Research Institute in UK. He has a study that reveals that, and none of these guys do this, drinking 2 or 3 cups of coffee a day can lengthen your life.
I'll live forever.
Huh?
I'm going to live forever then.
Right. But you do a lot of coffee drinking?
I do 2 to 3 every day.
Oh, well, this study shows.
I was hoping it would lengthen something else, but.
Really? Yeah. Research has analyzed.
Too late to do that anyway.
Yeah, really. Why are you on? Okay, hold on a second. Let me say. So they had 400. They analyzed 450,000 people. So this research says for 12.5 years. That's a lot of long time.
They found out that
these people who drink coffee are 27% less likely to die early than the non-coffee drinkers. And that includes instant and decaf drinkers who have 11 and 14% more likelihood of living long.
Oh, I see, yeah.
No, this says decaffeinated coffee did not lower that risk.
Oh, Billy.
Billy ruined it.
Billy,
you ruined it.
Billy.
I don't know what you're talking about. Because my article, it said that.
Your mother drinks decaf. Do you know what you just did?
You shortened their life.
That's it.
Instant or decaf drinkers had 11% and a 14% lower likelihood of early death. So that means they're going to live longer, right?
Oh, I'm glad that we went Billy's to a happy topic.
Billy Good got job, it guys. Right.
Yes.
Serious. Makes no difference.
Really. But the thing that got me is that this study was supposed to be 12 and a half years. I don't believe that.
So wait, 12 and a half what years you after you drink 2 to 3 cups of coffee?
Yes.
More, longer?
No.
What don't you believe about that?
You can't do a study like that in less than 12 years.
They studied 450,000 people for 12 and a half years.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's they a do long
pretty good study.
Like that.
That's better than most studies you have ever brought up.
You have to wait for a lot of people to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So every year
you do a study for 10 minutes, that's not going to have any
bearing at all.
Good data that says anything about somebody's life expectancy.
Yeah, but I also wonder from college with 10 and a half minutes worth of study.
That's true.
But I also wonder about the other variables that happen within those 12 years that could rush or slow down that death rate. Like, how do they single it all the way down to coffee? Like, what if somebody got in a car accident?
Yeah, really. Or they spilled coffee on them. They spilled coffee on themselves, and then they ran out in the street and got hit by a car.
Yeah, because that's what you do when you spill coffee. Yeah, and
you
run out the front door into the street.
Yeah,
I don't drink coffee.
How many times I've been hit? Oh, God.
Trying to think about it.
Right here. See? Right here.
Yeah.
That's because I drank coffee.
Yep. See, I don't drink coffee.
Okay, so listeners, you just have to pick which resistance fighter you want to listen to because there's three stories going on right now.
Exactly.
Chad, you don't do studies for a living. Those guys know exactly what they are doing.
Okay.
It's science.
Right. I'm not. Look,
it's like meteorology. It's a science.
I will side on the side of science. So if they say that,
okay,
then I will go right. Tell
so let's
other
go
people
run,
and spread disinformation.
Let's go around the room. Gas Man, do you drink coffee?
Yes, I do.
Voice of Reason?
Yes, I do.
Billy's?
Yes, I do.
Hanging Chad, we know you do, right?
Yeah, I just finished my third cup.
And
you did. Very calm.
PWs, you do coffee?
At least two every morning.
Oh, damn.
I'm a grump. I don't like people to talk to me before I have at least one.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, this is a sad story. I don't do coffee.
You don't need it. I'm so sorry, Spike.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Spike, yeah. I do one cup of coffee, and the reason I only do one is because people cannot stand me if I do two. If you drank even one cup of coffee, you would be out there.
If I don't have coffee, I get sick. I'm like, my body's addicted to it. I get headaches, and I can't get rid of it. Advil won't do it. Yeah. I have to get, and then I'll get coffee and I'll be like, oh, well, it's gone. Yeah, great. Yeah, I think, one more addiction, another notch on the belt.
Yeah, I think you guys got a.
It's your only vice.
Yeah.
It's the only, really. I don't understand that. Right.
Yeah.
Because here's why I don't drink coffee. And this is growing up in the woods, they didn't allow kids to drink coffee, only adults can drink it. And I never understood why.
No. That's how it was at my house.
Yeah, you never want a kid to drink coffee.
It stunts their growth or something.
That's what it was,
Hanging Chad.
It stunts their parents' growth.
You don't need kids to be more hyper.
Yeah.
That's why.
Exactly.
Oh, so coffee makes you hyper?
Yes.
Yeah, it amps you up. It gives you more
don't
energy.
Don't ever drink it, Spike. Don't you ever drink it.
Oh, well, they used to tell me it stops you from growing and makes you black.
Oh, okay, so no.
Spike, no.
You wake
up.
You black?
You wake up in the morning. You go to the kitchen. What's the first liquid you put in your body?
Water. Yeah, what is the first
liquid? What is it?
Water.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's boring.
I don't know how you wake up.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, wait. Let's talk to Chad. Hang your chair about it.
There's water and coffee. Should try it.
But there's also eggs and cake, and I hate eggs.
There's no eggs cake? And coffee.
Cake?
Yes.
Wait, cake?
Yes. Anyway, so my point is, yes, first thing I do in the morning, I get a big old thing of water. Ooh, and I'm spilling it.
Oh, not water. Water.
Yeah. So you drink up and you put coffee in your system, right?
Yeah.
Now, like, again, as I was growing up, my parents and grandparents, cousins always say, hey, you know, coffee will stunt your growth and make you black. Or tall.
No.
Taller. So I was already, first of all, I didn't want to be, you know, short. I didn't care about being tall, but it was just that, I don't know, they said it.
That sounds like the kind of thing they would say if they couldn't afford coffee.
Yeah.
No, but those old people, the elderly people drank it. Or drunk it. They did it.
Well, they couldn't afford to share it with you.
Yeah. Well, what color were they?
They were tall.
Okay, so they were right.
Yeah, weren't you already tall?
Yeah, but
that's the part I don't get, because you were already tall. So if coffee makes you tall,
there are degrees of tallness.
Yeah, there's shades of tallness.
Yeah,
I never drank it when I was a kid.
It stunts your growth and it makes you tall.
Smaller. This is the darkest shade of tall.
This would make you Yaphet Kotu.
Navy tall.
Yeah.
Exactly. Dark. No, I like what Gas says, a darker shade of tall.
Yeah.
Tall. Well, hold on a second. Let me do this. Gas Man.
darker shade of tall.
Gas Man, did you ever hear that?
Yeah, they say it in my family too, because the adults drink coffee. You would ask for it. They said you can't have it because it'll make you blacker.
Really?
I have never heard this.
Now I think it's definitely a cultural thing then.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes. So keep that in mind.
Now, do you think they Do you think they just said that just to make an excuse for you not to drink coffee? Yeah.
No, they said that.
Or did they actually think
it was fun? It was fun.
No, it was like you said, you can't have a kid on caffeine. They didn't want kids. Yeah. They didn't want
exactly.
Kids coffee. Well, that makes sense to me. Yeah. So they just said that, just like they said that there's a Santa Claus. There is. They said this. But, it's like an old wives' tale a white lie that they told their kids because.
Why are you calling it a white lie?
Yeah,
really. It's a short lie.
Oh. Yeah, so we wouldn't ask for coffee. Yeah, because we used to ask for
that. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
The adults were drinking it. We wanted to drink it too, but no, we can't have it. So.
And to put a bow on that, they couldn't just tell us no. They had to scare us.
That's it.
Yeah.
That was scary, huh?
Yeah, aww. That was all. That was the whole thing about. Yeah. So I took it to heart, and I've never. I don't do coffee to this day. You know,
didn't work.
Didn't work on me either because I love it.
God, I don't. It just tastes terrible to me. But you know, what you gonna do when you gonna come?
I kind of feel that way sometimes about hot tea. But then I some of them I like, but for most of the tea, like hot tea, is gross. So I get that.
Yeah, I can be there. All right, so let's do right quick topic changing music.
Oh my God. We're done with the topic already. We must be starting another one on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Actually, what I want to do is the word of the day.
The word of the day.
Yeah, hit it.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Add early. Nope.
I'm agreeing with you this time.
Yeah. Okay. Gas.
She was way too eager.
Okay. I mean, check gas.
One beat behind.
Oh.
I don't blame you, Billy. I was eager for it too.
Hold on. Voice of reason. What do you think? Was she on, behind, or early?
We can't.
Doesn't matter. I was so eager for it. Didn't matter. Mm. Hey, I was ready. I was ready for it.
Huh?
What do you think? What do you think that?
She was so early, she looped around to behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, Billy, that was way early. Because I even getting ready to give the point to it, and you was way early. All right, so here's a big A word today. Ladies and gentlemen, we like to try to educate and mold your mind.
Yes.
Widen your horizons and your hips. I don't know what else to
write. Sure, yeah.
So I'm going to play the word three times.
Right.
And we're going to listen to it three times.
Right.
Before we interrupt it. Here's a big A word of the day.
Fructify.
One.
Fructify.
Two.
Fructify.
This one might be my favorite. I just like the way it sounds.
Yeah, fructify.
Fructify.
Billy,
Billy?
Spell it.
Ooh. F-R-U-C-T-I-F-Y.
Fructify.
Now, do I have to put the beep sound in when you spell it?
No. Because the other ones have been beeped out.
Yeah, I beeped out all the other ones. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It's FCC.
It's not a bad word.
Liable. FCC liable or okayable. All right.
I have a guess.
All right,
I have no idea if it's right.
Okay, wait a minute. I lost my screen. Where are you people? Oh, there you are. Oh. Okay. All right. So we'll go around the room. We'll ask the resistance fighters, do you actually know what the word, big A word of the day is? PWs?
I have no idea.
Hanging Chad.
Yeah. It's like increasing the chances of being frucked. So if I am more likely to be frucked, then I'm fructified.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Oh. Gas, my man.
I may have to beep him.
Yeah, you got to beat that. You got to beat
man.
I have no idea. I've never heard that word before in my life.
What's the main hanging? I mean, voice of reason.
Why am I?
Are you sure that's not fructified?
No, it just pronounced
that
itself.
That was the real pronunciation.
I didn't pronounce it.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
All right, Miss Billy, you have an idea what fructified is?
I'm just guessing. It's an actual serious guess, but I am just guessing that it means to sweeten.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, but wouldn't that be fructified?
Fructify.
Oh, God.
Gosh.
Oh, God. Man. I'm using this every day now.
Oh, BW, you're working overtime now.
Oh, man. I've been pressing the button so many times.
You don't have to. It's a FCC legal term. It means
we're not going to. And I did not cuss. I'm putting that out there for all the FCC peoples.
There is an R.
Yes.
There is an R, and I said it.
Yeah, but you really hit it.
Yeah, you got to hit it or it doesn't count.
Yeah, really.
You got to hit it so they know you're there.
There's, hey, there's an R in Hua, too.
You may want to beat that out. We're all going to be fructified.
Yeah, I want to use this word for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Me too. This has got to. We have to put this into the Spike Hall of Fame.
What does it mean?
I think we've been fructified.
Oh yes.
I don't even care what it. I don't even care what it means.
Yeah.
Like I don't even need the answer.
I am so fructified.
At this point, I think we all are.
Yeah.
Well, wait, hold on a second. So everybody has this. This definition of what you think it means. So, PW, let's try something new. Use it in a sentence.
Oh,
Sandy did.
All right. Oh yeah, Chad, you're out.
Yeah, really.
Okay, I'll just shut up.
Yeah, I just used it. I am so fructified.
Okay, gas man.
I don't even know. How do you?
Yeah, that's what I'm screaming.
Hey, we should do this every week. Even if you don't know the word, you have to put the word in a sentence. That would be very funny.
Yeah. I so fructified that I had to go outside.
Yeah.
I fructified my coffee this morning.
Ooh, that sounds messy.
Voice of Rizio.
P-Dub is going to bleep it out when I say fructified.
Okay. Yes. You got to pronounce the R, okay?
He did.
I
still bleep it out, though.
Okay, what if I had a speech impediment?
Yeah.
PW would... Well, beep it out.
Don't do it. Don't, please.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Please.
This whole episode is going to be beep, 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 beep.
My headphones, the R is silent.
I hope the people at Voices Church don't hear him say the word fructified.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Serious. All right. So it actually means kind of close to what Billy said. It means to make fruitful or productive. To make fruitful or productive.
Oh, so this conversation was very fructified.
To bear fruit.
To make fruitful or productive.
So that is close to.
He's reading.
No,
right?
That's not making it.
It's very close.
That's not making it sweet. That's making it boundary.
We are in the same ballpark, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, really. It's real close to anchoring.
You just hit a double or a triple.
It's close to anchoring. Yes.
And the Lord said, be fructified.
Yes.
Which means fruitful and bound.
That's probably in the Bible somewhere.
Go out there and anchor a lot. All right. So.
And the Lord said, fructify. And multiply.
Yeah.
But why didn't Gasman get to use it in a sentence?
I couldn't come up with anything. I was going to say I had to go to a deposition for a lawyer and I had to fructify.
Which means lie under oath.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Damn. Well, now would be a great time. Oh, no, let's do topic changing music.
All right, here comes another topic that we're so proud to present on the Spike on the Mic Show.
Right. I like to call this topic here, check off the bucket list.
Off the bucket list.
I left out a word. Check this off the bucket list.
Check this off the bucket list.
All right. So there was this girl. She's 19 years of age. She got arrested on felony charges for fleeing the cops while driving her Toyota on the roadway in Key Largo.
Key Largo, okay.
After the sheriff spotted her, she sped up over 90 miles an hour, reckless drink driving at 7:45 a.m. And she continued to drive through Key Largo until the cops in front of her threw out the stop sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And then when she saw those, she stopped. And as the arresting officer was getting to her, you know what her excuse was? Her refusal to stop is because she wrote down that she wanted to get arrested for something on her bucket list, something minor and simple on her bucket list.
Yeah.
Arresting officer Robert Dorr said, well, you have fulfilled your bucket list.
Yeah, you have succeeded. Yeah.
Now, a question, I mean, to finish this up, the girl went to trial. She entered what is called a pretrial intervention, agreeing that she will serve 96 hours in community service, pay $750 in court costs, and she must write an apology to the responding officer.
Huh?
She got to write an apology to the officer that arrested her.
I like those terms. Yeah.
Question to the resistance fighters, and you know I got to go here. Is she tall or short?
Oh, she's obviously short.
Let's go around the room real quick. PW?
Obviously short. Otherwise, she would have been executed.
Wait, you're leading the witness. Billy?
I recuse myself.
Of course.
Oh, what? Boys? That was you?
She looked it up.
Oh, no, I thought it was her.
Yeah, really. Hanging Chad?
I don't know. Maybe short.
Oh, okay. Definitely
short. Jazzman?
I would bet on short. I'll play short.
And voice of Rizion.
No, she's a little white lady about this tall.
Yeah, short. Yeah.
She's 19.
Yeah, she's 19. Her name is, I'm going to pronounce it. And
her name is Madeline.
Billy's going to correct me.
Okay.
Her name is Jaina Shamar Miracle Douglas.
Jaina Shamiracle Douglas.
Douglas.
Now. That's not a short name.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Not a cheesecake.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really long name.
Yeah. Really. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have to go ahead and recuse ourselves because I gave you the name. I don't know if that makes any sense. Yeah, she was a tall little girl.
Huh.
Question. Is that bad parenting?
Yes.
that's bad parenting.
Where does parenting have anything to do with it?
Yeah,
she did something bad. It was bad parenting. Right?
I think everyone should have a bucket list and live a full life.
And
no matter what's on it, complete it. You know?
Be completionist.
Be completionist.
Oh, so you give her an attaboy, Hanging Chad?
Look, I don't have any right to decide what's on people's bucket list, nor do they have a right to decide what's on mine. So to each their own.
Ah,
oh my gosh.
So I'm thinking Hanging Chad would probably be on that girl's jury. She's saying, okay, you just pay us $750 and write an apology to the arrested officer.
My first question would be, what's the next thing? What's the next,
Your Honor?
Yeah,
goal?
What's the next thing on your bucket list?
Yeah, now that you've done this, I want to know. How are you going to trump it?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, the whole bucket list. Not just the next thing. I want to see I want to see everything.
What if the next thing's like, I want to rob a bank?
Really? So that leads me to ask this question here. Does the resistance fighters have a bucket list? Billy, do you have a bucket list? You don't have to tell me what it is, but do you have something on your list?
Yeah.
You do?
I do. Yeah.
And have you been checking some of those things off?
A few of them.
Mm.
My big ticket item, no, but a few of them.
Gas Man, you have a bucket list?
Yeah, I do have a bucket list.
And you've been checking them off?
Not lately, no.
Oh,
I need to get back to that now that you mentioned it. I really do.
Voice of Rizion?
I only have one on my bucket list. It's to be president of the United States of America.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to
you. I'm going
to
live a long, long life.
Very good. Drink some coffee.
Yeah, we'll get some coffee. Hanging Chad, I venture to ask, do you have a bucket list?
There was a time that I thought I would make one because it just seemed like socially acceptable to do that. But my attention span is way too low and I'm way too much living the moment to have a list that I now have to rule my life by.
Right, right.
Like I just am lucky to be alive and I don't care. And I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Ooh, he is so lucky to be alive.
I'll tell you. BW, do you have a bucket list? And
yes.
You know what it is, and have you been checking some of those things off?
Yeah, I need to go to Chad's house.
It's a happy place.
Right.
It is.
I have a feeling that...
Come in through the back gate. Oh.
I have a feeling that P-Dub just added to his bucket.
Yeah, well, it's my bucket list. I'm kind of on the same lines with Hanging Chad. I'll do something and say, ooh, check that off. Even if it wasn't even on the list, you know, if I
want to go to Chad's house too.
If I jump into it,
because I have electricity.
Yes.
And you don't.
Yeah.
And you don't.
Yeah, really. God damn. Come on, rub it in. Why don't you, Hanging?
Just kidding. It's gonna come on any second.
No, don't.
I'd like to shake Chad's hand just once.
Why?
Look, I just think there's more stress. I don't know. Like, I want to live a life where in the moment I'm happy and not worry that I'm unhappy because I haven't achieved something that's really probably not even that important. Like, if I end up in Ireland, great. But if I don't, you know what?
Right.
Great.
But so you do have a bucket list.
No, I don't. I'm just saying, like, I don't make a list. I just go where life takes me.
But what if you want Rocky Road chocolate chip ice cream? That's kind
of... He goes to buy it.
Well, I don't eat chocolate ice cream, but if you switch it to a different flavor, you know what? I'm pretty lactose intolerant, so I don't really eat ice cream, but
okay,
it's a bad example.
That was an example. Okay, just pick. Okay, let's say you want something, insert something right here.
Okay.
Glazed donuts.
Then I just go get it, but okay, I'm not going to write it down first.
But let's say you go to this spot and they don't have it there.
Then I'm distracted by something else. And then I forget I even wanted the first thing.
Yeah.
I'm shiny.
So either way, I'm leaving that store happy. Because I find happy wherever I go.
Hey,
there you go.
I want to go to Chad's house.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Can we make shirts? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, really.
We all need to go to Chad's house.
Road trip.
Damn.
We should all have shirts.
Serious.
And it's just a spike on the mic, but the phrase up front is based off our personalities.
Damn, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Like Billy's is right here.
How would you spell that? Oowa.
And PW should say, I gotta pee.
Yeah, that's it.
Really? Really?
Actually, on my button,
I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Speaking on my button, it says O-O-O-O-O-A. O-O-O-O-O-O-O-A.
But aren't you missing a W?
No.
And an E.
No.
W. So hold on a second. So speaking of trademarking stuff, PW, let's go ahead and hit our sponsors real quick.
Oh, I know. There's probably a button I could hit.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Okay, that was real late then. That was real late. All right, so we're back, and we want to thank everybody for listening and participating. And now it is time to play the worldwide famous game, How Tall Are You? How tall are you? And don't we have any music? So... Wait a minute. Before we play How Tall Are You, Hanging Chad, don't you have some homework? Or yeah. I think you're supposed to do? What are you supposed to do?
Today, so I wanted to share something that I learned today.
Oh, that's right. So we got to have no music, so we'll try this right here. How about this music here? And y'all tell me y'all didn't hear that, right?
We kind of
heard it.
Right. Well,
so today I learned that all the way up until 1994, that the NFL officials used to fire a starter pistols to end each quarter. I didn't know that.
Whoa.
Wow. Can you
explain that again? So at the end of each quarter.
Yeah, they used to fire starter pistols. Guns. And they did it all the way up, fired a gun. And they did it all the way up till 1994. It started in 1924.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, really? Man, that became dangerous.
They say that the pistol was just another way to add a signal to the game with a different sound.
Oh.
But you remember the original and the best movie, The Longest Yard, the prison movie, they fired a pistol at the end of the quarters on that one.
Did you know that, Gasman, since you do this sports stuff?
They didn't show it on TV, though, a lot of the time. You could hear it. If you were watching it, you could hear it, but they never really showed the guy shooting the gun. But you could hear it.
I also learned that up until, like, 1960s, some odd year, that the official time of the game was held by the
refs
and not some clock that everyone could see.
Up to when?
Like in the 60s.
Well, they didn't have stadiums then, so you know, or clocks. they only had watches.
All right, holding up numbers.
Yeah, really. All right, so let's keep it moving in with Billy. With your homework of the assignment of the day?
Yes, my homework was this day in history.
Wow.
All right.
Is there music for that?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, that's a good one. I want that one.
Right.
Okay. So this day in history, October 3rd.
Yes.
Monday, October 3rd.
Yes.
This day in history, O.J. Simpson was found not guilty.
Oh,
killing his wife, Nicole, and her boyfriend.
Yeah. Because his hands
no,
were too
it
big
wasn't
for
her boyfriend. He was just
the other guy.
He was a waiter at a restaurant who went to her house to bring back her glasses.
Yeah, right. But he was carrying her glasses. That makes him her boyfriend.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wait, they didn't know each other?
No.
Yeah, they did. They did.
They did. Yeah, weren't they having an affair?
No, not at all.
No, W, how did he get to her house if he didn't know her?
He goes to the restaurant.
What's the guy's name again?
Ron Goldman.
Let me look at it. Yeah.
No, wait a minute. All right. I'm thinking of
the way
roommate.
He got to her house
You're
without
of
knowing
Kato
her
Kalen.
Is because she paid for her dinner with a credit card. That's how he found her house.
No.
Wait, did the waiter die?
Yes.
They both were
returning glasses.
Yes.
He was returning glasses.
There's a life lesson
Ron
there
Goldman.
To be learned.
Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman.
Right. Now, we're not bringing it up, but yeah, because I left my glasses at Hooters lots of times and nobody came to my house.
I know.
Yeah. When did you leave them, though?
Lucky
was it
you.
After this or
lucky
before?
You.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Right. I waited tables before this, I think. Oh, no, I probably didn't.
But
I was thinking, like, I don't remember any of us waiters saying, hey, I'll be right back. I gotta go take my customers' glasses to their house.
Yeah, they knew each other. They knew each other. They had to, especially if even maybe to get to their house, because they lived in an exclusive gated community. Yeah, well, that we're
no, no, wait a second, Spike. Are you saying this is a tall thing?
Yeah, I think
realize to be tall or short.
This is what tall people do for one another, Spike.
I know. They make
they knew
up
each
crap.
Other.
Yeah.
According to Wikipedia, they knew each other 6 weeks prior to their deaths.
Without even knowing one another.
Yeah.
I'm confused on PW's question.
I think it's just because you're a tall person that you think
people do. This
he's
is what
not
people
guilty.
Do for one another. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, no, we're talking about... Oh. The Goldman and the waiter got to the house. Not that OJ's definitely not guilty. because I'm tall.
There you go.
That's where you were going with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And thank you for that, this day in history, Miss Billy. So keeping it moving, Gas Man, let's hit it with a little sports report, if you have one.
I have a dream today.
Speaking of the NFL, there's a controversy because the Miami Dolphins quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, had a suspected concussion on Thursday. Then he went and played, on Sunday. Then he went and played Thursday and got another one. And it's ugly. It's hard to watch it. You see him after he gets hit. The way he's laying on the field and his fingers are all, it's bad. It's like it shows neurological damage. So there's a controversy on whether he had a concussion or not on Sunday and then played again a few days later. That's going on.
Yeah. And which in baseball, is very much against the rules.
Yeah, I was thinking there's got to be a rule here.
He shouldn't play with a concussion protocol. He shouldn't have played again. And in baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays made the playoffs.
Yay!
There we go.
Go Rays. And also, to wrap it up, Aaron Judge became with the third man to tie Roger Maris' home run record with 61 home runs in 1 year.
Yes.
Yeah,
congratulations, Aaron Judge. He also plays for the Yankees as Roger Maris did.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. Cool. And
I was watching that game that Roger Maris hit the 61st.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And voice of reason, do you have what gets your goats?
No, I've got nothing right now. I mean, there's
you
so many
sitting in the dark.
There are so many people out there that have so many troubles that I cannot complain about it, anything today. The sun's shining. The life is good. Yeah, I'm feeling really lucky.
All right. Well, that's just great to hear now, because now we found a way to smooth the savage beast of the voice of reason.
Yes.
There we go. Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate all you guys doing that. So seems like we're at 12:50. We're 10 minutes before the show is over.
Yeah.
We have time to see how tall you guys are. Or should we just?
Oh, yes. See how tall.
Yes. Let's see how tall we are.
Should we just filibuster?
No. Tall. Let's play the game.
Okay. So we're going to play a quick game called How Tall Are You?
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
That's enough. We don't have time.
That's a great.
Stop opening condoms around here, okay? We're not doing that. Okay, so I'm going to ask you.
God, I'm never going to hear that the same.
Never heard any other way. What I'm doing, I'm asking you guys how tall you are questions, and your buzzer is your name. PW, your buzzer is your name. So call out your name when you have the answer.
Steve!
your name. You're how tall are you?
Steve.
Finish this
voice. Sentence.
Voice?
Yeah, I'm going to use voice.
Okay. Finish this sentence. That ain't nothing but the...
Oh.
Somebody say a name.
Oh, shoot.
Three.
I know this.
Two.
Gas, man.
One. Gas.
Truth.
It ain't... As tall people would say, that ain't nothing but the devil. All right, finish this one. Pimping ain't.
Chad. Steve, I did this last. I did this last one. Chad.
Easy. Do I did it? Is that a repeat?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's a repeat. So
okay, then maybe
I could have got that one.
All right. Remember,
because I said it last week.
Say your name, and that is your buzzer, right?
Yeah.
I brought you into this world.
Chad.
Voice.
Nope.
Voice.
I was I don't know. I was first.
No, I don't know.
I was first.
I knew I wouldn't stand a chance if I didn't say my name.
So you don't know it?
No, I don't know.
All right. Well, Hanging Chad.
I brought you into this world. I can take you out of it.
That is so true. All right.
That sounds like a threat.
And that's a crossover, just so you know.
Yeah.
I've never heard short people say it.
Oh, yeah.
Try people say it, too.
They say it.
They do? Oh, okay.
And then they slap you with a wooden spoon.
All right. How about this one? Do I look like Boo Boo the...
Voice. I don't know.
Okay.
Chad? Do I look like Boo Boo the Grouch?
PW.
Billy.
PW?
the clown?
Billy?
I don't. That was my guess, so I don't know.
Hanging, I mean, Gas Man?
I have no idea. Never heard that one before.
You never heard it? Do I look like Boo Boo the Fool?
Ooh. I've never heard that.
Boo Boo the Fool.
Yeah.
But right, the answer right. is yes. Always these yes,
all,
right?
These are all things that, that Spike's that family call people. Said.
And Donald,
okay. Yeah. No, he's Googling.
Okay, how about this one?
Okay.
Where, ladies and gentlemen, in the movie, shut up, boys. In the movie, no, it, by the artist known as Prince, where did he meet Nikki?
Oh,
three.
Chad. Billy.
Chad. Chad was first. Chad.
In the back of his little red Corvette.
I've got one. I've got
Billy?
One.
Billy. In the bathroom.
A voice.
Yes, man.
Voice.
Steve. Voice was first.
Okay. Voice.
It's kind of broad in general, but Minnesota.
Good try, voice.
Yes, man.
In the hotel lobby.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Sing it. Sing that whole line.
Yeah, but
Nikki, I guess you could say she was sexy. Met her in the hotel lobby. She was reading in a magazine.
Okay, all right. I got it. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You got two more. One more. We've got a couple more. Name the five Jackson Fives.
Oh, shoot.
Your name.
All right, Dopey.
Name? Wait, no.
Sleepy.
You got to say your name. Name the five.
Billy. Jackson Five.
Billy.
Michael. Man. Tito.
Oh, good.
Three.
Two.
Yeah.
One.
I've got one.
I've got one. Jermaine.
Nope. Name the five. Name the five of them, voice.
He got one.
No, I've got one. None of us tall people are going to get all five. We're going to have to combine our brains.
What do you mean? What do you mean, tall people? Gas man?
White
people. Yeah, I got it.
Short people.
Go for it.
Go ahead.
Michael, Jermaine, Tito, Randy, and Jackie.
Marlon.
Not Jesse.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that one because you it wasn't Randy.
Randy was the baby, so Marlon was the other one.
Marlon was. There he is. So, ladies and gentlemen,
now, you're not even from Indiana.
We have a tie. We have a tie on who's the tallest between Gas and Chad. So the rest of you guys are out of here.
What? No. Gas wins by default. If there's a tie, the actual tall person wins.
No, the short person wins.
No.
Okay.
By default. Okay.
Okay. This is gonna be hard here.
All right.
All right.
This is a bonus question.
Bonus question to see who's the tallest. One monkey don't.
Oh.
Nope. Between Gas and Chad.
Voice. Oh, I got it, though. I know it.
I know it, too.
Chad. One monkey don't.
That sounds good.
I just give you a point. No.
That's better than what I would have come up with.
Yeah, one monkey don't stop the show.
Yeah.
Where no, you I people be? Okay.
I knew that one.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Hey, all right, cool. Okay, now you guys, I wouldn't say brush on your tallness, but we don't need y'all to do that. So right now there is a tie between the tallness, and I'm going to go with Billy. Gas Man, you by default are the tallest.
Yes.
And I named all five Jacksons.
Yay! Yeah, you
got all five Jacksons. You deserve it.
Thank you. With that being said, I think we should go around the room and ask what stuck with you. Gas Man, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is thoughts and prayers out to the people in Fort Myers that were wrecked by the hurricane. Terrible thing.
All right. What was the reason?
One monkey don't be donkey don't.
Thank you, Chad.
If I drink three cups of coffee and then get in my car and run from the cops and respond to them by saying, "What are you, Boo Boo the Fool?" I'm most likely fine.
That's the winner. Fuck with you.
I'm thinking. I don't know.
Nothing. Miss Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
It's time for me to go home.
Yeah.
Well, what's up, Chad?
Yeah, what's up with me was hanging Chad close out the show with a number one. That was the
ace. Yeah, we were off.
He did. Totally. I had a really funny thing to say. As soon as he did his, I lost it completely.
Yeah, really, real. Joke of the day, we'll get you next time. Ladies and gentlemen, Spike on the mic. We are out of this mother.